The following is a production of Snake Tree Media. This is Urgent Frequency, the sonic sit rep for Urgent Fury, the hottest tactical gamer community on the World Wide Web. And now, here's your host, Commander Claymore Fury.
Hoo-yah, fellow Frequency Freaks. I am Commander Claymore Fury, and this is Urgent Frequency for the week of Easter Sunday, April 4th, 2010. The final week of Urgent Fury 141 was everything we could have hoped for, and then some. A week full of surprises, which included disciplinary actions taken by Urgent Fury Command and a contender for the championship, leaving the tournament altogether. Otherwise, it's business as usual as four teams fight it out tonight in semifinal action for a shot at the 141 championship tomorrow night. It's invite night for the 15 clans invited by Urgent Fury Command to everybody's favorite No Boom Bash, Urgent Fury Black, and we'll tell you who they are. GameTrailers.com recently took Battlefield Bad Company 2's hefty multiplayer mode for a test spin, and we got the audio to prove it. Plus, Urgent Frequency gets a new rocket-propelled spoof ad sponsor. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. It's opening day, and this is Urgent Frequency.
This is Ranger Commander Goat, and you are listening to Urgent Frequency on UrgentFury.com.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. Had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Urgent Frequency.
This crowd is going deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former Greenskeeper now about to become the Masters Champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Unacceptable. That's what Urgent Fury Command has called an incident that occurred in the post-game lobby following IMR's March 24th victory over Swift. Swift apparently took exception to IMR's use of RPGs during the match, and what happened when the two teams made it back to the lobby was nothing short of stunning.
They have no respect for him.
The way you
go ahead, dude, we got listen.
Hold on. We lost my wolf. But it was a straight-up match.
You were playing
by losing.
You were left the RPG.
It's the way you guys play. It's not scary at all.
Well, don't worry about it.
Guys, it doesn't matter.
We have to take four losers.
They can post the thing. No, it ain't.
No,
Hey, guys, we have a civil discussion, no yelling, civil.
Urgent Fury Director and Chief Information Officer Shane Bell says that RPGs and rockets have been legal from the very beginning of the tournament, and his biggest problem wasn't the incident, but how Swift chose to handle it.
It was a shame that we had to witness what happened between IMR and Swift and how Swift handled it. The biggest problem that we've had with it is the fact that Swift left the tournament 2 weeks before the end in second place from the very beginning. It was a very well-known fact that rockets are allowed in 141.
Urgent Fury 141 admin Bandit says that while the incident was unfortunate, the staff stands behind their rulings.
We stand by the rulings that we made. We felt it was fair. We felt that each team had individuals punished as well as each team was punished, and we felt it was extremely fair. And it's a shame that we have a team whom, in our opinions, didn't care about the ruling so much. It was more the fact that they wanted to tell their opponents how to play the game. We wanted to keep this tournament going and not upset the balance of the remainder of the tournament. We handed out the rulings that we did, and they felt that this wasn't the place for them. They decided to leave.
He went on to echo Bell's position that it was a shame that the community had to deal with such an issue this close to the playoffs.
It's a shame for the rest of the community to have to deal with this. And what happened that night was not the act of two mature clans. Both clans had scenarios where they didn't act in the best interest of UF, and they overstepped their boundaries. However, when we decided to make a ruling on this, we never felt that our ruling would cause anyone to want to leave the tournament.
In an official statement released today, Urgent Fury Command says, quote, "We understand that a battle can become heated and your teams will become upset. However, we encourage all clans to take this frustration to a private room with your clan mates so that your clan rep can get a concise message together and present it in the rep section as needed." End of quote. You can read the entire statement along with a link to video footage of the lobby incident after it's posted on the forums Tuesday, April 6th. Now on to the playoffs. Number 1 seed Rev faces number 4 seed War, and number 2 seed Shadow Ops faces number 3 seed IMR tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time. The winners, of course, will go on to meet each other in the championship match Wednesday. That's Wednesday. I said in the opening that it was tomorrow, but that's Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. Attention all hands, you know the drill, tadpoles. When you hear your name, grab your gear and hit the flight line. Remember to check any and all explosive ordnance at the door. Exiled, you're invited. Hit the flight line. Clan Killers, congratulations. Welcome aboard. Skull and Bones Clan, report to the flight line. You're up. Original SOCOM Gamers, Red Liberty, Helix Gaming, hoo-yah, congratulations, you're in. The Uprising, Ravenfall, Knights of Havoc, 101st Screaming Eagles, Wardog Assassins, Devil's Disciples, Forgotten Warriors, you're up. Letting Punks Know, and the Canadian Killing Squad, you're all invited to Urgent Fury Black. Visit www.urgentfury.com/black for more intel.
Right now at Insane Murphy's Rocket Emporium, get more boom for your buck. Because at IMR, prices aren't just low, they're Insane Murphy wicked crazy low. Get the IMR High Explosive Anti-Tank Bundle with 10 free crates of DoD-grade high-ex ammo, just $12,999. That's wicked crazy low. Maybe high-X isn't your thing. No problem. Insane Murphy's got you covered. Add the No Boom Black Pack with the purchase of your next rocket and get a free pair of sunglasses. Flashbangs and smoke never look so good. And while supplies last, get the Swift Everything But the Kitchen Sink Sampler Pack and feel the heat of every piece of rocket-propelled ordnance in the building. Just $10,999. IMR prices aren't just low, they're Insane Murphy wicked crazy low. Insane Murphy's Rocket Emporium, where you always get more boom for your buck.
There are times when you have so much to say, just so little time.
Excuse me, what?
Good thing there's Twitter. We got you covered with the latest and the most talked about topics, 140 characters at a time. Follow us on Twitter.
Commander Fury.
He wants me to call him Big Boy, and he's my bucking bronco, and I'm supposed to ride him hard and put him back in the barn wet.
Commander Fury.
By now, we all know that Battlefield Bad Company 2 has been called a legitimate challenger to the Modern Warfare franchise. This week, GameTrailers.com sheds a little light on why.
The Battlefield series is legendary on the PC, but its massive team battles have yet to translate perfectly to the consoles. EA made a solid step with the first Bad Company, and the second deployment is looking to make a leap. Should this dyed-in-the-wool multiplayer experience have you enlisting for a full tour of duty? Online is where you expect Bad Company 2 to deliver, and its 12-on-12 clashes most definitely do. While just four game types may seem anemic, it's the variety of roles that you can play in each that makes it work. The Assault class is basic infantry, but it can supply ammo to the rest of the team. The Engineer is great at taking out vehicles and can also repair. Recon soldiers make great snipers, can use C4 strategically, and can mark targets at long range. This duality, combined with the flexibility of a leveling system to add buffs, allows for a wide range of possibilities. Most importantly, you're rewarded handsomely for support. It's key in a game where teamwork is necessary to succeed. Vehicles play a huge role in the outcome of each game. There's a fleet of tank varieties, armored transports, ATVs, jet skis, boats, helicopters, basically everything but jets and planes. It's an odd omission, considering Battlefield 1942 had them back in 2002, but there are plenty of vehicles to help turn the tide. The game ships with 8 maps and a code to download 2 more. If you buy the game used, you'll have to pay for them. Each battlefield provides a smorgasbord of terrain and building types with few choke points. And with fully destructible environments, any campsites can quickly be eliminated. You can join a squad of up to 4 people, allowing you to spawn on any of their locations. A Battlefield Classic Conquest mode returns along with Rush, where one team attacks and the other defends. Then there are 2 modes that rely more heavily on squad play. Squad Deathmatch is everyone playing on teams of 4, and Squad Rush is a 4-on-4 attack and defend where strategy and communication are the only way to win. There are definitely some big boys still missing where modes are concerned, but what's here is incredibly deep and addicting. The campaign lacks creativity and is just 7 hours long, but you'll get your money's worth, and then some, from Bad Company 2's online multiplayer. The multitude of guns, classes, vehicles, and unlocks, coupled with its flexibility, makes the scarcity of modes forgivable. The thing about the gameplay is that there are really 2 types, online and off. While playing the campaign, you benefit from one of the most generous aim assists in the genre. Yet jump online, and the aim assist is completely removed. It diminishes the ability of the campaign to prepare you for online warfare. If you find yourself struggling online in other shooters, infantry combat is going to be a challenge. The good news is that there are plenty of other roles to play that emphasize strategy over hand dexterity. Purists will appreciate you have to earn every kill. Enemies are bullet sponges, which can make it difficult to engage multiple targets unless you have a gun with a massive magazine. We recommend the hardcore option if you're used to dropping enemies with a well-placed burst. Vehicle control is user-friendly without sacrificing precision, and their general control layout carries over from one to the next. While you play with 3 team members in the campaign, your BB gun-toting comrades aren't much help. They shoot enemies a lot, but rarely will they ever take one down. It's basically all up to you. Progression amounts to a lot of trial and error, and some missions can be challenging until you memorize enemy placement and loadout. The ballistics engine is incredibly rewarding, with each gun having unique recoil and bullets reacting to the weight of gravity. There's a regenerating health bar this time around, bringing the series in line with the industry standard. No matter whether you're online or off, the destructible environments play a huge role. You're never safe in Bad Company 2. Any wall or building you're using for cover can be reduced to rubble in an instant. You have to stay on your toes at all times. It makes every moment matter. Another element that transcends both modes is the variety. There's so many things to experience throughout the course of play you don't normally get in one game. Utilizing the Frostbite engine, Bad Company 2 features sprawling, densely populated environments with an excellent level of detail. Considering just about any object can be blown to bits, this is quite an achievement. It comes at a price, though. Textures, objects, and other minutiae magically pop into view. Character models and their facial animations are a little rough around the edges, but there are plenty of moments of awe where the unexpected happens. The cinemas are primarily pre-recorded in-engine videos with a smattering of real-time events where you control the camera on a pivot. Reload animations and gun models are definitely a highlight, and it all runs smoothly, even with 24 players essentially decimating a map the size of downtown Cleveland. The PS3 and Xbox 360 versions look and run almost identically, while the PC version lags well behind the visual stalwarts of the platform. The audio quality is great, with thudding bass from every RPG explosion or tank blast and snappy weapon rapport. The voice acting holds the line despite the campy script.
He just gave it up.
Yep. Said he had family in Houston.
Tax. Sometimes people are just people, man.
Mount up.
The channel separation for surround sound could be a little more pronounced, and there's not much music during gameplay, but otherwise, it's a solid audio package.
Wait for the thunder, and then take him out.
Battlefield Bad Company 2 is still trying to play catch-up with its much older PC brethren. But if you're looking for this kind of experience on the consoles, it has few equals. The campaign could use some creative spark, but it's the staying power of the multiplayer that wins the day. If you look to get the most out of your money with video game purchases, you can't go wrong with Bad Company 2.
Hell f***ing yes!
Battlefield Bad Company 2. Available now on PlayStation 3, Xbox, and PC. Well, that just about wraps up yet another transmission. But before I go, I do have a special assignment for all you frequency freaks out there. I want you to come up with the next Urgent Frequency spoof ad. That's right, I want all of you to get your think on and come up with your very own official Urgent Frequency spoof ad. You can send your submissions to me via email at commanderfury@urgentfury.com. We'll select the best of the best and turn it into an official Urgent Frequency spoof ad. Remember, we're not laughing with you, we're laughing at you. Also, please visit the Urgent Fury store for a ton of new merchandise, including the official spoof ad approved Insane Murphy's Rocket Emporium t-shirt. You can network with us via Twitter, the official Urgent Fury blog, Urgent Fury Unleashed, or on our official web channel at youtube.com. Urgent Frequency is produced by Urgent Fury Holdings and right here in the studio by Allison Armstrong, with a special thanks this week again to GameTrailers.com. You know the drill, kids. Until next time, I'm Commander Fury. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Ooh-yah!
That loud-ass son of a bitch.